and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Welcome back to the show. Woo! Yes, we are back. And today is an exciting show. I'm going to be showing you what's changed in the online business world and how you can integrate new ways underpinned by soul, strategy, and spirituality into your business. But before we get started, I'm just going to be sharing with you one of the gorgeous cards produced by Marina Beach in the Akashic Oracle card deck. So, today, I'm looking at this card and it's very witchy, it's very spooky. It's basically called Alchemy and Magic. Now, I know it's going to be powerful because the card number is 23, so 2, 3 and 5 is in numerology is expansion and growth. This is big. So let's have a go, let's have a read, and I will share with you today's card. So by pulling this oracle, you are being guided through your Akashic Records. We're emphasising a need, basically, to connect with your inner alchemist, to invoke miracles and magic today. The alchemist is a magician who believes in the impossible and manifests new situations, opportunities and experiences from seemingly nowhere. Where do you desire a miracle in your life right now? What magic could you create or activate to manifest change? Tune in to the Akashic Records to gain insight into how you create your current reality. Self-awareness is a powerful form of magic and creates instant transformation. The more consciousness you bring to your misaligned choices, the greater the opportunity you have to take new and aligned action, activating the magic needed to build the life of your dreams. And the affirmation today, or the invocation, is, I create magic and miracles in my life daily. How gorgeous is that? So once again, Marina, great strength, great power from your cards. So let's start today's show. Let's make a real start here. And I want you to think about in your business. I've said online business because that's what I predominantly support my clients through. But I guess a lot of this could also be taken into your more traditional office environment. So, you know, I just want you to just listen, open the mind, open the heart, and just receive all this gorgeous wisdom and knowledge, and, you know, see whether there's anything you can take from this. So what I'm seeing and observing, which was my last episode, this one is following up really with how to integrate some of these beautiful ways into your own business or company. I want you to get really crystal clear on your vision and your mission. And that's where we're going to start, because ultimately, you know, the ascension process has shifted us. We know now that there is a deeper calling, a soul calling. We know that certain things are held within our DNA. We know that we have our Akashic Records on past lifetimes. And we know that we have sometimes karmic debt that we carry with us. And so we know that our journey of life is about expansion and evolution and learning new things. And I think sometimes, you know, our vision in our business can pretty much stay the same, but how we go about it, our mission, is the bit that changes. And if you've had that tsunami of ascension and things have changed, like you've done a 360 sort of like, and you're in that moment and like, oh my God, now what's my vision? That's where it can get confusing. And this is the bit that I do sometimes see with entrepreneurs and business owners, where they just need to take a step back. They need that space for themselves to reconnect with the essence of their soul, to work with their spiritual guidance, that innate wisdom and sometimes ancestral wisdom that comes through, to create their defining and ultimate vision, and to have the confidence and power and passion within to create the biggest version of their mission that feels, yes, scary, because they have the strength and courage through the ascension to step out of this lower vibration, this negative cyclical vibration that often keeps people stuck. And this is about creating a mission that goes beyond themselves. And this is what I'm talking about, getting really clear on your vision and your mission and who and what it's for, and to really stand and define yourself in your ultimate power. Imagine that. Imagine, because I say vision and mission, they're two words. They are two words. But to you, they are everything. They are the reason you jump out of bed in the morning. They're the reason that as an entrepreneur, you take these risks and ultimate sacrifices of life and love. It is a reason why you're investing in yourself and your personal and, you know, your business, but also your spiritual growth. There are so many things that attribute towards making and creating and defining your beautiful, divine and ultimate vision and mission. Okay, so the second thing that I want to talk about in this episode is defining your soul aligned clients and their shared values. You know, can you imagine when things change around you and you're looking for new ways of doing things? The ultimate really is to understand who your defining soul aligned clients are and what their values are, because the way I see it, the energy that we transmute to the world, whether it's in front of us or a billion miles away, halfway across the continent or the planet, or even the galaxy, like the energy that we're putting out there to the universe, that's what comes back. So if we're putting this unsure, don't know who I'm working with, don't know if I want to get those sales, I'm not sure how much I want to earn in revenue this month, I'm a bit scared of sales, I don't really know how to approach my email list, it feels icky, I don't really like social media marketing, I don't really do da, 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 da. The list goes on. And guess who's getting in their own way? Who's the one that's going to be saying they're not getting sales, they're not able to define their soul aligned client, they don't know who they're marketing to? It's you. So the only way of stepping outside of this is by you putting yourself into a position that, yes, may feel uncomfortable at first, looking at exactly on a very deep level who your soul aligned client is, and understanding and working out what your values are. So when your energy goes out there, it attracts the right soul aligned energy. Your clients, they come to you effortlessly. And it happens. I know I'm doing it myself and my clients are doing it, and it's a beautiful synergy, and it's how it works. You know, if you think about bees and the mother bee, the queen bee, does she have a conversation and a catch up over a coffee and tell the workers exactly where to go and what to do? No, she communicates, and the communication that they have is invisible. The same with whales, and they are one of the most intelligent mammals on our universe. And how do they communicate? Over a pint at the local pub? No. Again, it's through energy. So energy is everything. So get to this point, understand, take time to do the research, know who your soul aligned clients are, don't guess it. And when you're sharing your content and your marketing, enjoy it, get excited about it. So then when you're sharing your sales and your marketing strategies and you're actually putting them out there to the world, get attached to them, get excited by them, actually, you know, feel the creative juice flowing, get into it and share these beautiful shared values, because this is what's going to bring the right people on the right day to you. And you lean into total trust here too. There's so many benefits. I could go on about this for days. And a lot of people go, yeah, I think I know who my soul client is. Okay, so who is that? I challenge you. Like, who is it? Because it isn't just a person at a certain age, a certain demographic, which is what, by the way, I was taught as a marketing, like, you know, consultant. And it's just bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. The new ways is getting to know them on a very personal level. Deep. Go deep. The third thing I want to talk about connecting through your marketing. So again, touching on what I was just saying, but this is about authenticity of your words and your content. Sure, I know AI is here. Have I used it? Yes. Am I going to continue to use it? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? It's a tool. It's something that is going to save our time as entrepreneurs, as business owners. And if you're like me, and sometimes you're quite stretched in terms of time, you can achieve so much more if you find these little shortcuts.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
There is a caveat though, and that is, would I design my marketing? You know, specifically, would it come from an AI tool? Absolutely, categorically not. I would not be using AI to create my own authentic content or program design or any of those things. If it could, if I said, I want you to give me a post about, I don't know, maybe what we're talking about now, what's changed in the online business. It would give me ideas, tips. It would give me insights, things that I could work from to then go on and create my own stuff. You know, you've got to think about this. What are your disciplines? But I think it goes beyond this. This again falls down to energy and you really enjoying creating your content. And if you're not naturally, like, it's easy for me to say because I'm a storyteller and I don't visualize everything I do. I've got aphantasia, so I don't see, I don't visualize. Everything I do is from a place of knowing. And so it's when I write, it's direct connection with source and I channel and it just comes through. And so everyone's different, but finding your way is so important. Finding that, you know, that platform, that one platform that you want to excel on, mastering that, and then maybe starting a second platform. You know, having, like me, having a podcast, but then creating various posts from your podcast so it saves you time. There are lots and lots of ways. Again, this, I'm sure over many, many episodes, we'll go into lots of these. But today is really just to get you thinking, you know, are you really connected with your message? The copy that you're creating, is it coming from your heart? Is it attracting and speaking directly with your soul-aligned clients? Are you brave enough to ask for the sales? You know, are you genuinely putting call to actions that mean something and you're attached with this beautiful exchange of energy and money and time and service and all of those things? Is it authentic? Is it speaking your truth? There's so many things here, like literally. But I do know if you don't get this right, it can hold you up, you know? Too many people aren't able to speak and sing and praise their own business and then they fall behind. And we must big ourselves up and our business. The fourth thing is selling. You know, again, this icky feeling of I don't like emailing my email list. This icky feeling of I've had a Facebook community and I've outgrown it, or I don't really want it anymore. But I'm still posting every day or still holding this space open. This feeling of I don't like receiving DMs. I would never, ever send anyone a DM. Oh no, the holy grail. Like this whole thing of selling, you know, if you want to have a successful business, you've got to sell. Like I probably post a sales post every single day. Does that mean that people just don't like me, don't follow me? I think in total, I've got about 7,000 in my list, in my audience. And you know, yes, sometimes people unsubscribe my email list. Sometimes people take themselves away from my Facebook community, which is Soul Business Success by Kelly Vikings. If you're not in it, get in it. Some people, you know, they might hear me selling something online and they might think, oh, she's selling again. But will they unsubscribe? Will they disconnect from me? Who knows? And do you know what? I don't really care. It's as simple as that, because the right people are going to be listening to my podcast show. The right people are going to be in my audience. And they're going to know that, yes, I do sell, but I also deliver a huge amount of value, more openly, honestly, than most. And I also know that, you know, things like my email list, I love my email list. I put my heart and soul. When I do an email letter, it's not just a 10-minute quick tush out. You know, I take time, and I always try and do a little bit more personal and a little bit, maybe a little bit sales. So there's always a balance in there. And I think this is the thing. You've got to feel right about it. And when you feel right about it, you remove all that sticky, icky feeling. You crack on, you get things done. And basically, you start to build your business and you get clients. You're not going to get clients if you don't convert them. If you don't nurture your clients, if you don't have that ultimate goal, so you're not manifesting, you know, your ultimate goals for the month. You know, any of these things, they all have a massive impact. And so for me, the one thing that you want to be selling right now isn't the pain point, isn't the this, you know, the new way of selling. Basically, is selling what the outcome is, what the transformation is, what the power is in somebody working with you. And that feels totally different. And you can put this on your social media, your emails, and everywhere. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about here is cosmic rhythm and flow. And cosmic rhythm and flow is something that I'm so incredibly passionate about, because the masculine aspect of ourselves, and this goes for women and men, is to take action, is to go all out there and do like that ultra marathon, to go out all there and put their heart and soul into everything they do and be that perfectionist, is to go out there and run themselves fucking ragged so they're absolutely exhausted and broken. Because the masculine side, if worked on too much, it has that ability to very sadly knock you sideways. And this is about your energy. And if you haven't got the energy for yourself, for your clients, and for growing and scaling your business or your company, you're not going to be able to grow it effectively. And I mean that as well. I absolutely categorically mean that. And what are you running from? Like, why are you filling your life with so much of that masculine energy that often puts a mask over your face? I've been there, okay? And I am the master of duality. I can see things from both sides. And often it's because we're proving to ourselves something. Often it stems from a childhood thing. And again, use Marina's Akashic Oracle cards. You know, use that to gently work through and heal.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
The cosmic rhythm and flow is very much about having balance, and it's stepping more into the feminine. Again, I say this is for both masculine and feminine. So this is the male and the female. This is not me going on a campaign about the divine feminine. This is about whoever you are, really starting to step back and integrate some of the more feminine aspects of you at soul level. And what this is harmony and balance. It's protection of your energy. It is flow. It's rhythm. It's acceptance. It's excitement. It's adventure. It's joy. It's all of those things. It starts really in business, and this is where I see a huge amount of potential here, is taking self-ownership, self-responsibility for our time and our energy. So sorting out your calendar. You know, I see so many entrepreneurs running themselves ragged. Hello, you're doing this. Nobody else is filling your calendar up with all these things that you're working on. Like, you're creating this for yourself. So step into a more feminine way, remove the mask, see and meet yourself where you're at, and really fiercely protect your energy. Have those incredible boundaries that support you. In business, your energetics, I've talked to you already last session about soul energetics and the advanced energy healing and cleansing. So your energy, your energetics, and understanding your unique strategy in human design. So again, soul energetic sessions that I do. This is what's going to help you. Working with the cosmos, you know, understanding what your cosmic months are. Those are the things that are going to help guide you. And, you know, having that real conscious awareness of your time and your self-management, thinking about divine alignment. This is where you create this natural rhythm for yourself. You only do what you want to do. You become aware of your time. You step into discernment, releasing what isn't serving you, creating space to have the capacity to bring in more of what is in alignment, but doing it in a way that's different. And when you suddenly listen, you suddenly discover who you are. And you discover then this lovely, gorgeous way, this cosmic rhythm and flow that can really help support you grow a life, grow a business, spiritually connect deeper, okay, so deep with your ultimate divine potential. And from here, the landscape is like, it's unlimited, but you must listen. And so this is what cosmic rhythm and flow is. It's looking within, but also from the outside, protecting and doing things like calendar and, you know, only working with certain clients and all of these lovely, respectful to yourself boundaries. There's the magic too. And there's so much more. I could go on and on and on, but I want my episodes to be sort of 15 to 20 minutes long and no more. So next episode, I'm going to be sharing with you why energy is so important, because I think that's such an amazing thing to think about, really. So yeah, if you've been listening to me talk about vision and mission and you're unsure, if you've been listening to me talk about soul aligned clients and you're just like, oh, I just don't know mine. If you're listening to me talk about marketing authenticity and it still feels sticky and you're still not happy and you're unconfident, and so you're missing these opportunities for growth. And if you're not selling because you're still feeling icky and you're unsure, or maybe you're fed up, you're constantly on the go, juggling 20 zillion things, and you want to create that cosmic rhythm and flow in your life, then book an online business audit with me. These are 55 data points, basically, where we go into 5 pillars of your business: research, strategy, marketing, ops and mindset and energy. Okay. And they're this 90-minute session with me, which is literally £143 UK money, this is where it starts, because I'm going to share with you growth gaps, ways to rapidly, you know, align your business, ways in which maybe you're missing, and ideas and inspirations for you to help you. And I share with you a report that shares the urgent action that's required and the essential too. So this could be something I'm thinking in terms of you to help you, okay? So definitely reach out, ask me about my online business audits. They're on my website, kellyvikings.com. But yeah, I just wanted to put that in because, again, if you're unclear about these things, the only way you're going to grow your business forward is by learning exactly how to and getting real crystal clear clarity. See you later, everyone. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next show. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.